Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie and Nikki.
So we got stuff to talk about. Aria had some car issues. She couldn't make it in tonight. But there's, of course, crazy stuff in the news to discuss. Nikki, you wanted to talk about home births going on the rise during COVID, which is one good side effect, I think, and we can get into that. But also, the San Francisco Chronicle has a pretty wild proposal that the government should force parents to give up children to the state.
Oh, God.
That all parents should be forced to give up their children to the control of the state. And
we can just live like Anthem by Ayn Rand.
It's a pretty crazy proposal, and want to get into that as well here. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. But let's start with the good news,
Nikki. Yeah. So, according to CDC data, home births surged last year amid the pandemic. The number of home births rose by nearly 20% in 2020 as U.S. grappled with COVID-19. And in this article, they kind of suggest that it's due to fear, and I'm sure that that's an aspect of it. But I'm thinking based
fear
on...
Fear of going into a hospital, you mean?
Or? Yeah, like fear of going into the hospital and getting COVID.
Mm.
Based on the people that I've interacted with that have given birth over the past couple of years during the pandemic... It seems like it's mainly that they don't want to deal with, one, wearing a mask in labor,
mm-hmm.
or them pushing the vaccine on them, or not being able to have their husband or their mother or other support people in the room with them.
That would be number one for me. That's terrible.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest reason. But the article goes on to say, fears and restrictions tied to the COVID pandemic appear to have led a sharp increase in women opting to home birth rather than birth in a hospital or other facility in 2020. The number of home births rose by nearly 20%. It was 38,000 in 2019, and now it is over 45,000 in 2020, and I'm sure it's going to be even more this year.
Hmm.
As people are hearing stories from their friends who had home births, and people are starting to realize it's not as crazy as they once thought it was. It's actually maybe even safer than giving birth in the hospital because you don't have to worry about all of the bacteria and the viruses that you're not used to.
Hmm.
You're in the comfort of your own home with a healthcare provider that you got to choose yourself,
right.
Not just whatever doctor is working that night.
Isn't it a lot more affordable as well?
So it depends if you have insurance or not.
Mm-hmm.
So typically some insurance companies cover home birth and then some don't. So if you have health insurance, it's essentially kind of free, like you don't have to pay out of pocket to have a hospital birth, whereas a home birth would probably run you like $4,000 to $5,000.
That's kind of crappy that insurance covers birthing. I mean, that's not like a thing that just happens to you generally. I mean,
yeah.
I understand some people get knocked up on accident or whatever, but generally a child is something you can plan.
Yeah.
It's not like you've been infected with a disease and you weren't expecting it. If you have sex unprotected, there's
yeah.
a good chance you're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
So that just means that all the people who are responsible and choosing not to have kids or are planning their children are now being forced to pay for everybody that has an oopsie.
Yeah, essentially. In my practice, I actually don't accept insurance because they make it so difficult for healthcare providers mm-hmm. to accept insurance that it's easier to just say no.
All the forms.
You have to, yeah. I mean, you need to have someone employed just to handle insurance.
That's right.
And it's just not worth it for me. And it seems like most of my clients are like more natural people who don't have insurance. Like they're more pay up front kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it works for me as well as a lot of other providers.
It seems like it would be overall cheaper, even if you didn't have insurance, to pay for people to come over to your house. And, you know, I'm sure you pay for the service and for some of the things that the people will give you. But in hospital, you're going to be paying for a lot more of unnecessary things.
There's tremendous overhead.
I'm not
an overhead, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact price of a hospital birth, but I'm assuming it's ranging from $15,000 mm-hmm. upwards to like $30,000 if you have a cesarean section.
Oh, God.
But so compared to $4,000 to $5,000, mm-hmm. I mean, that's saving the insurance companies a lot of money. But for some reason, you know, they're tied in so heavily with the pharmaceutical companies and with the hospitals that they don't cover home birth, even though it would save them so much money.
Hmm.
So to continue with the article, Elizabeth Gregory, a CDC health scientist and lead author of the study, says that home births as a percentage of all births in 2020 rose by 22% to their highest level since 1990, accounting for 1.26% of all births last year compared to 1.03% in 2019. So as
you can see... So not 22%
yeah.
sounds like a lot, but then...
But then once you...
Still very small.
So it is like still we're in like the 1% range of the amount of women in the United States having home births.
That's so small. It's smaller than I expected it to
be.
Yeah,
it's weird considering, I know multiple people that have had home births, so that's pretty crazy.
Those must be the circles that we run in.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, too, and I think a lot of liberty-leaning, freedom, sovereign people want to have home births because in the hospital, your bodily autonomy is taken away from you.
Hmm.
In home birth, we operate under informed consent. So we're not doing things to people without their actual consent. And before that consent is given, we give them all of the information, all of the pros, cons, and possible complications that their choices could lead them down. Whereas in the hospital, they don't tell you any of that. They don't tell you any of the real data or possible complications. And they operate under informed consent where it's like, if you're here, we're just going to treat you. And I've heard stories from a lot of women where things happened to them in the hospital while they were giving birth that they felt really violated by, and nobody asked them.
Give me an example of that, like
so,
doping you up without your permission, cutting you open.
Cutting you bigger.
Yeah, they do that, episiotomies. They do these things called cervical exams, and they're really not necessary. It's just to check the amount of dilation.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas, like, if you have a home birth midwife, they would probably be like, hey, would you like me to check you to see how far along you are? You can say yes or no. Whereas in the hospital, it's just like, okay, I'm going to do this to you. So, and that can be a very violating procedure. And when you have people who maybe have a history of sexual assault,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really...
Could trigger them.
That's traumatic for them, and then it kind of, you fall into this downward spiral of now they're tensing up, now they're uncomfortable, now they're stressed out, and they're not able to birth their babies in, you know, a comfortable, safe, and loving environment.
And would the stressor factors lead to the hospital saying, okay, well, we're just going to need to cut you open? Don't they overprescribe that, basically?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're at 30% of cesarean sections in the United States right now.
30% of births are cesarean, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that the human race always had 30% of women having babies that, you know, couldn't possibly come out without a doctor cutting them open since, you know, the dawn of creation.
I know.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yep.
And, I mean, there's just so many things they do in the hospital that kind of cause complications.
Like induction, right?
Cause
my mom is always frustrated because the doctors, they have, you know, stuff going on in their lives. They want to go see the Super Bowl Sunday, whatever. So they'll try to convince you that you need to be induced if your baby isn't born on the day that, you know, the due date. Your baby's taking a little longer. Oh, you need to be induced, and it's really not good for the baby or... It's going to make your birth more painful and complicated and stuff like that. But the doctors do that just for their own convenience.
You should see the induction rates. I have a map of the induction rates. You should see the induction rates the days leading up to Christmas.
Mm.
It is like more than any other day of the year. And then on Christmas, it's like zero.
Well, we were looking at something, Bonnie. You had a list of, like, the most and least birthed dates
I wanted
of the
to know
year.
Just, it actually has nothing to do with birth. Yeah, the holidays are the most rare day to be born in the United States, like almost all holidays, even Valentine's Day, and it makes a lot of sense that doctors would be like, yeah, so I can't schedule you for that day. I'm busy.
Yep.
And so Christmas was the least of all of the days of the year. Yeah. Christmas Day was the least birthday.
I don't know if Christmas Day was the least, but the days leading up to Christmas were the most.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has its own investor token available worldwide, and you can get it on a centralized exchange called xmarkets.com. It's exmarkets.com. Just use an email address to sign up. You don't have to tell them who you are, which is pretty unusual for an exchange. So you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision over at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Nikki, you started out the show tonight telling us that home births are up 20%+ in the last, couple years since COVID, basically. Sounds like a big number, but ultimately it's just going from like 1% to 1.2%.
Yeah.
But still worth noting and still statistically significant as far as the increase is concerned. And we can continue with that discussion, but Steve wants to weigh in here from Michigan. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yeah. I actually have a baby on the way, and I'm doing a home birth right now.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, I hired a midwife, and you want to do anything that you can to stay out of the hospitals because everything that they do is harmful, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take the baby straight away, cut the umbilical cord before the blood is done draining to the baby, which is not helpful. You want to avoid cesarean section at all costs because of the microbiome of the vagina, which actually drastically changes with it just in days before the mother gives birth. And birth should never be induced. The baby will come. It's a very bad idea to induce the baby, do a cesarean section, anything like that.
So everything you said is 100% correct. And I'm actually very impressed that you really know your stuff, because a lot of men kind of are just like, that's
women. Not my department.
Yeah, that's women's stuff, you know. And I'm noticing a very large increase of men and partners being really, really supportive in birth. I really only see home births, but I've seen some really amazing partners recently just, like, stepping up to the plate, supporting their wives, and, attending the prenatal appointments and really listening and wanting to be involved in the birth of their children. So I think that's amazing.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I honestly was the one advocating for doing a for doing an at-home birth because I've done a lot of research into microbiology for years, and one of the biggest things is the microbiome of the baby. And if the baby doesn't pass through the vagina, it doesn't get the vaginal microbiome that, like I said, shifts drastically just before the woman gives birth. And in fact, in the hospital, they try to give the woman antibiotics, which etymologically means anti-life, right? Because bios is the Greek word for life. So you really do not want to do that. Also, they'll even put antibiotics into the child's eyes right when they come out.
Yep.
Usually they'll put a flashlight right in their eyes. So if you can imagine coming out of the womb after 9 months and then immediately having a flashlight put in your eye, supposedly to make sure that you aren't, deficient in motor skills or something like that. I think that's ridiculous, though.
That's crazy. And the wiping of the eyes with the antibiotics is so ridiculous, because if you know you don't have the STD, it's supposed to be curing, then why do you need people treating your baby for the STD?
And
that's what that's for?
Right. Yeah, it's for either gonorrhea or chlamydia, which you would think if they're concerned about it, you would just test the mother in pregnancy, and most pregnant women, I'm assuming, are have one sexual
partner.
They can't
trust the mother. They can't trust the mother. I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't, like, I can't stand if there was some kind of emergency that needed some emergency surgery, I dread that so much because of having to go to the hospital. Because really, the only thing that doctors are good at is emergency surgeries. If there's some kind of life-threatening thing, some kind of an injury or something like that that needs to be helped, but they have their head in the sand when it comes to helping people typically. So it's a really scary thing to think about having to go to the hospital, which can happen when you have a midwife too. I mean, that is something that you have to think about. But typically, if you have a good midwife, you know, if the birth is not going correctly, you can do things to position the baby correctly to come out. And if you get into the hospital, that's like your worst nightmare because you're going to have to.
Awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, we went through with our midwife and the chiropractor. My girlfriend is going through. We went through a list of all the things that basically that the government requires midwives to ask you, right? Well, because they have to at least ask you if you want to do these things to poison or harm your baby.
Yeah.
And you, in the hospital, they just automatically do them, and you basically have to fight the doctors off. That's why a lot of people hire a doula, which, unlike a midwife, a doula basically fights the doctors off so that you could have this experience of childbirth. Why you'd even want to be in a hospital, I have no idea, because actually home births are much safer. There's a lot of data that shows that. I mean, except for maybe in extreme emergency circumstances, there's no scenario that you'd want to be in a hospital because virtually everything they do harms the baby. You don't want to take the baby away from the mother and drop it into, you know, a pod of a bunch of screaming babies that are in plastic cases, you know, like, you know, and every single time in the media, they really push this because in any movie, you see every birth is a medical emergency, right? Everyone's screaming and yelling.
That's so true.
The woman's on a gurney and she's being, you know, thrown through the hallways of the hospital as fast as she can, and everyone's pulling their hair out, and it's just completely insane. But that's not what childbirth actually is. In the hospital, it is, because they don't know what they're doing, so they have this horrible, these horrible policies that harm the mother, harm the baby. I think they do a lot of long-term damage as well. But you definitely don't want your baby to be injected with, for instance, vitamin K. They try and give injections right off the bat. Even now, within the first week, or maybe even the first day, I don't even know, actually. I'm about, my last son was born in 2002, so it's been quite a long time. But they try to even give vaccination injections right off the bat. So you really want to stay away from doctors because they do nothing but impose their doctrine, right? That's where
you have to remember, this is a business, right? Like, of course they want people to believe in their solutions, and their way is the only way, because if people stop, I mean, if it goes from 1% to 10%, there's a lot of people that aren't going to be using the hospital services, and that's a lot less money rolling into those departments. So it's business. Thanks for the call, Steve. Really interesting, you know, he's, like you said, Nikki.
He's very knowledgeable about it. That's really impressive.
I also
want to say that only 14% of home births results in transport to the hospital, and almost 90, I think, over 90% of them are for pain relief. It's not for actual medical reasons. So it's a very low percentage of transports.
If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Once you have the baby, there's actually people out in California that want to force you to give it up to the state. And we'll talk more about what they want on the way. It's a pretty wild story. That's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have had frank discussions. Biden adding he's confident imposing sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine would be effective. Biden adding,
It is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade Ukraine. I've already shipped over $600 million worth of sophisticated equipment, defensive equipment, to the Ukrainians. The cost of going into Ukraine in terms of physical loss of life for the Russians, they'll be able to prevail over time, but it's going to be heavy.
A new COVID relief bill may be attached to a larger budget measure by House Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters the COVID relief measure could be tagged as emergency spending. USA Radio News. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is sticking to a long-held position regarding the filibuster.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws there, the rules are there, basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A settlement is being reached between the University of Michigan and the victims of former school doctor Robert Anderson. Over 1,000 survivors will share a $490 million fund. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thanks to Dale, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. That is our new Patreon. And Dale is contributing at a gold level, which means that, and I happen to know Dale is a she in this particular case, Dale is contributing $10 a month at least to the AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, and you help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So definitely appreciate the support, Dale, over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio tonight. Nikki started us out talking about the news that home birthing is up 20-plus percent in just the last couple of years. It's still only at like 1.2-something percent of all births, but nonetheless, you know, people are starting to change their minds about this, and once the word gets around, you know, word of mouth is very, very strong. So if somebody says, hey, I had a great experience with home birthing, they tell their friends, and then maybe that'll break through some of this medical, I don't know what the propaganda, indoctrination that's going on out there to, you know, discourage people from going into these hospitals, which are, as our last caller pointed out, you know, somewhat dangerous in a lot of ways. So if you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. The number is 603-283-6160. And I guess in relation to this, also dealing with children, the San Francisco Chronicle has an opinion piece by Joe Matthews. Now, I don't know who this person is. I just went and I looked at their previous articles for the Chronicle. And the first one they wrote, this person wrote, was in November of 2021, titled, "Why the Rest of the United States is Jealous of California."
Are they sure?
So,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it gives you an idea of how delusional this person is. But
it's weird. Usually Californians don't talk the way Texans do about how great Texas is.
People in California love California.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
People are just that way with the place where they live in general. But here's what he has to say. Headline, opinion, "Want true equity? I propose modestly," he says, "forcing California parents to swap children." I'm not sure how modest you can be when proposing...
that you take control of someone else's child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, "If California's ever going to achieve true equity, the state must require parents to give away their children."
Human trafficking.
"Today's Californians often hold up equity, the idea of a just society, completely free from bias, as our greatest value. Governor Gavin Newsom says he makes decisions through a, quote, equity lens, unquote. Institutions from dance ensembles to tech companies have publicly pledged themselves to equity, along with diversity and inclusion. But their promises of newly equitable systems are no match for the power of parents," he says. "Fathers and mothers with greater wealth, education, or other resources are more likely to transfer these advantages to their children, compounding privilege over generations. As a result, children of less advantaged parents face an uphill struggle. Social mobility has stalled, and democracy has been corrupted."
That can be solved just with cryptocurrency. If the value of your dollar isn't going down, no matter how hard you work, you know, then you'll have a greater chance of moving ahead if you're, you know, born into a disenfranchised family.
Well, I mean, that certainly wouldn't hurt, but there's no doubt that being a, you know, born into a poor family is going to make life much more difficult on you, especially because you also have governments out there preventing poor people from actually moving up in the world.
Yeah.
So, well, that's what I meant. I was saying, of course, that is true, but the government's getting in the way. Why would we want the government to have more control? I mean, Bitcoin's just one aspect of that, but
yeah,
it's a huge one.
Bitcoin is an important aspect of that, but also the ability to do your, you know, run your own business from your home or start a business without asking government permission first. Rich people have no problem starting businesses because they can just hire a lawyer, and the lawyer takes them through the mountain of paperwork that they have to fill out, and I'm sure there's even more of it in California than anywhere else. Of course, this guy doesn't care about any of that. I'm sure he supports government regulations of business because, well, we can't just allow people to, you know, open up a business without asking permission. That would be un-American from his viewpoint. But so he's not wrong that it's more difficult to be a poor child in wherever it is, you know, wherever you happen to grow up, whether it's in California or you know, halfway across the world. But is forcing parents to give up their children the solution?
Yeah, put them in the hands of people who care less about them.
Yeah, that doesn't sound equitable to me.
It sounds insane. And, I mean, it's just amazing that it just goes to show how insane San Francisco is, that the San Francisco Chronicle would even give this guy the space to publish these ideas. But nonetheless, it gives you some clue of, you know, how crazy these people are. He says, as a result, children of less advantaged parents have an uphill struggle. Social mobility has stalled and democracy has been corrupted. More Californians are giving up on the dream. A recent Public Policy Institute of California poll found declining belief in the notion that you can get ahead through hard work.
Well, yeah, because, like I said, if you're working harder and harder every year and not moving forward at all because your dollar is buying less and less and less, then sure, I would give up, too.
Well, plus, don't forget, California also has loads of taxes and regulations to make it so those who are, you know, of a poorer or lower middle class setting are going to have a much more difficult time. And of course, the point is not to work hard, but to work smarter, right? Like the old saying, you work smarter, not harder. I mean, you can go out and you can dig a ditch as hard as you want, and it's still not going to be as effective as renting, you know, a machine to dig the ditch with. So there's something to be said for, you know, not doing hard work and trying your best to actually avoid hard work. That's not to say you shouldn't have a good work ethic. You should absolutely have a good work ethic. But if you want a job to get done, you need to approach it from a different direction. He says, my solution is simple. And while we wait for the legislation to pass, I'm hoping there isn't this legislation. He doesn't specify that it actually exists. But he says, we can act now. The rich should give their children to the poor, and the poor should give their children to the rich.
What?
Okay, so how would that solve the problem?
I thought the idea was to just give all the kids to the government. That's even weirder.
I think he's going to get to that. He's saying that while we wait for the government to come up with a program, people should just start swapping children.
Go ahead.
So either way, there's going to be poor kids.
Yeah. Right. It sounds like he's trying to make the point that equity is a fever dream.
I think he's saying here that you're right, there's still going to be poor kids, but I think he's trying to somehow break the string of money, essentially.
Yeah, like the generational wealth.
It's crazy.
But it's so crazy that it almost sounds like he's being a parody.
He's serious. And so he says, homeowners might swap their children with their homeless neighbors. Now, I recognize that some naysayers, hopelessly attached to their privilege, will dismiss such a policy as ghastly, even totalitarian. Well, number one, there aren't as many rich people as there are poor people, so I'm not sure how you're going to affect this swap. Does that mean that rich parents now get 20 kids for every one kid they have?
Well, they're so rich, they can afford it.
Yeah, how does that work exactly? But he says, my proposal is quite modest, a fusion of traditional philosophy and today's most common political obsessions. In his Republic, Plato adopted Socrates' sage advice that children, quote, be possessed in common so that no parent will know his own offspring or any child his parents, meaning that no child would know who his parents were. And this definitely sounds pretty Orwellian, pretty like, you know, Brave New Worldian, crazy.
I mean, and he's also discounting the fact that parents love their children. Like, when you have a child, there is this, like, newfound love that people have that they've never experienced before. Like, that real, true, unconditional love, that, like, connection that parents have with their children shouldn't be able to be broken. So, for him to assume that people are just going to give their kids up and it's going to be all hunky-dory is ridiculous.
And the person who receives the kid is going to love them as much.
Well, that's why he knows it's going to have to be done with force. That's why he wants the state to be involved. And we'll get more deeper into this man's crazy. Again, being published by the San Francisco Chronicle. If you agree with him, though, we'd love to hear you weigh in on this. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. How would you like to give up your children immediately upon giving birth to them into the hands, the loving hands of the state government? And then you never see them again.
Sounds like a bad dream.
But yet, that is the fantasy of one man who is writing for the San Francisco Chronicle. His name is Joe Matthews.
I wonder if he has kids.
Probably not.
That's an interesting question.
I hope not. He sounds like a wonderful parent.
Yeah, well, if he does have kids, he should step up and lead the way, right?
Like, he should be first.
Yeah.
He should go give his child to Nancy Pelosi right now. Isn't she the San Francisco?
I think she is from there, yeah. I think you're right about that. So if you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We do have our Matrix chat server. It's an open source server that allows anybody to join from pretty much anywhere. There's, you know, you don't have to ask anyone's permission to jump in there and chat with folks. And there's rooms available that we've created. There's rooms that our listeners have created. You can create your own chat room in there. It can be private. It can be public. It can be encrypted or not. It is up to you. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com, and you can get the step-by-step instructions as to how to join it. That's chat.freetalklive.com. Gen user in our Twitch chat room says, California is the real virus. And he's absolutely right about that. And this is yet another reason why we just cannot get along with these people. We cannot stay in a union with people this
crazy.
Mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is a madman. He wants to take people's kids away, and he's saying that he thinks people should just start doing this right now, voluntarily, even though there's no government program that has yet been created, as he is begging for them to do. He says rich parents should give up their children to poor parents and vice versa. He doesn't address what the middle class should do. But basically, he just seems to be all about the idea of the state taking over. And he's going to dig deeper into that coming up here. But he cites Plato, who wrote Republic. And I guess in that book or paper or whatever it was, He says that children should, quote, be possessed in common so that no parent will know his own offspring or any child know his parents, unquote. In order, he says, to defeat nepotism, to prevent the amassing of great fortunes and create citizens loyal not to their sons, but to society.
Well, that's why we don't let anyone tell us how to live our lives. Not Plato, just because people say he's really smart. You know, he's a philosopher.
There's a lot
so smart.
Of really smart people who want to tell you how to live your life.
I'm sure Hitler was really smart.
Yeah.
Probably. To replace parents, Plato offered now familiar ideas from compulsory education to a millennia before Newsom's conception to college agenda, health regimes for pregnant women and children age 5 and younger. So this guy absolutely thought he knew how best to run your life, and some of his ideas have been implemented, and we're worse off for it. He says today universal orphanhood aligns with a powerful social trend that point to less interest in family. Californians are
because that's always been healthy. You know, people who have been abandoned by their parents, you know, always end up very healthy.
Californians are slower to marry and are having fewer children. He says our state's birth rate is at an all-time low. Well, one thing that's going to happen if they actually were to implement a program like this is everybody who actually cares about their children would leave California.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's already an exodus to places like Arizona and Texas. And Utah and elsewhere, and I'm sure the people in those places don't like that the Californians are moving in. At least that's what I've heard.
They don't in Texas, at least.
Right. But that said, the worst of the worst kind of people that would agree with this particular plan would stay in California, and the people who actually... And I think this would be a large majority of people, because there's a real human drive to have children, and they seem to really want their own children.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Generally.
I don't personally have that drive. I don't have it at all. I can't relate to it. I don't know why that is. Like, to me, it's like, well, why don't you just adopt a kid? There's a bunch of kids that need to be adopted.
And every time I have this conversation with any of my friends, they'll always tell me, one day you might want to have a baby. You shouldn't stay with somebody who got a vasectomy.
Or, I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, vasectomy. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember the right word. Because what if one day you want to have a baby? Well, I can't adopt them. But my friends always say, I want to have my own babies, though.
Right. They want the baby to look like them, or they want them to feel like it's an extension of them in some way. And that's something, again, I don't get. Do you get that, Nikki?
So,
is that a drive for you?
Kind of. I think maybe just the pregnancy thing, because I'm in midwifery. But before I even, you know, from a very young age, I've always wanted to adopt children.
Oh, that's different. That's unusual.
I always thought that there are so many children in this world already that have kind of been given up by their families for whatever reason. And why not help a child that's already born? Like, why bring more children onto this earth when there are already some that would love to have a loving family?
That's how I feel about it as well. But there's just so many people out there that they just want to have their own child for whatever reason.
And I know, I guess it's like human nature, but it seems kind of really selfish.
It absolutely does
seem that way. I had a conversation with a friend literally this week where she said she gets the idea of adoption, but she really would like to have a mini-me.
That's a very honest statement on her part. But that's, you know, regardless of what we think about that, like you said, it seems to be human nature.
Yeah.
That seems to be the primary drive.
And I don't want to make it sound like I think having your own baby is bad. It's just, I don't know, we're having this conversation about...
Everybody has their preferences.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring it up is because... It's fairly common that that's what people want, and so there's going to be a large pushback against this particular policy if it were to actually somehow pass in the state of California legislature. So, I mean, I think he's going against human nature, and I think it's going to be hard to get some piece of legislation like that through. But if it were to go through, those people would leave immediately, and California would turn into, you know, be even more of an insane place than it already is. But the term he's using here, universal orphanhood, meaning that every child would be forced into orphanhood.
Equity. See, that's what I'm saying.
Terrible.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like he's parroting the idea of equity, because, that would be, you know, the definition of equity, and it sounds awful.
Bring everyone down to the lowest common denominator, basically, is what he's proposing here. But make every child a foster child.
And, like, what a negative way to see it, too. Like, wouldn't it be like, oh, let's try to help people not be poor and, you know, give children the resources they need. Nope, everybody's an orphan now.
Surveys, he says, also suggest many of us are breaking off ties with family members who don't share our politics. But my proposal would be unifying, fitting hand in glove with the most cherished policies of progressives and Trumpians alike. He says the left's introduction of anti-racism and gender identity in schools faces a bitter backlash from parents. Ending parenthood would end the backlash, helping dismantle white supremacy and outdated gender norms. He says my proposal would also give Democrats the opportunity to build a new pillar of the social democracy they seek.
Well, isn't he realizing that if his worldview is true, then there would be some, like, black kids given to white supremacist parents? That couldn't be good for them.
Yeah, that could very well be the case. And what this would exactly look like, he terms it here in just a moment. He says foster care for all. I mean, talk to kids that have been to foster care.
Does he know what happens in foster care? I mean,
it's rife with abuse.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't want to... I know a lot of very good foster parents.
Sure.
But I think overall... people have a bad experience in foster care.
That's everyone I've ever talked to.
It seems like all the good foster parents get into it because they know about how bad it can be for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
and some
bad
of them
people are in.
May have a good experience after they've had two bad experiences or three bad experiences because they get moved around, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't stay.
Which is traumatic in and of itself.
My proposal, he said, would give Democrats the social democracy they seek, a system for raising children called foster care for all. Under this system, Democrats could stop pretending that they'll enact universal preschool or child care, which they promised and failed to deliver for a generation. Over on the right, you'll see people posing as parent defenders, but Republicans are happy to jettison fathers and mothers to pursue their greatest passions, like violating migrant rights. Once you've gone so far as to separate immigrants from their children and put the kids in border concentration camps, it's only a short walk to a wholesale separation of all Americans from their progeny.
I don't know anybody who is for that.
For separating kids in camps?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, because they certainly do it. I mean, there are human beings who are running those camps who are doing it. Are they against it while they're doing it, justifying that it's just my job?
I think it's less of a Republican and Democrat thing. It's a people versus automaton thing, because none of the people I know that are Republicans are for that, even my hardcore right family.
Well, that's good to know. I feel like these people are... they've lost their humanity. You know, if you can do that to some children, take them away from their families, put them in a pen, feed them the bare minimum, I mean, that's just absolutely horrifying. The number here is 603-283-6160, but that's literally what he wants to do.
Yeah, he's basically defending it.
Yeah, he's saying that that's, you know, just one step away from what he wants.
So he's saying that it's very similar, and
that's right.
What I'm saying. How's he serious?
It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.